Saturday Night Theatre.
Sean Prendergast stars in Missing Persons by David Hopkins.
Nearly there.
Sorry, what's that?
Just saying, nearly there.
Oh. Yes.
London. Look, through the clouds.
I didn't notice. I was reading. Yes.
You've been away long?
Can you tell?
Yeah.
My appreciation at seeing the outskirts of London a little bit more telling than you expect. Yes, I've been away for quite a while.
Nice to be back.
Yes, I think so.
You'll see some differences.
So I've been told.
For the better, believe me, for the better. So, what have you been doing?
Oh, yeah, everywhere. You?
Me? Business trip.
Do a lot.
Yeah, spend your life in planes. Know what I mean? Steady to me. Gets me away from the wife, eh? What's your line?
No, that's problematic.
We'll put something on your passport.
Journalist.
Really? Now that does sound interesting.
Sure.
Better than getting foreigners excited about pencil sharpeners.
Maybe, but you can get very fed up with it all, you know? The media world.
A lot of people give their eye teeth.
Sure. You know.
Dispatches from abroad, eh?
It's a living.
Not too bad a one at that, I bet. And now you're back.
Now I'm back.
Well, like I said, it's a better place down there than it was years ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Edwards. We shall be starting our descent to Heathrow Airport in 3 minutes' time. The weather in London is overcast and cloudy.
Something's never changed.
No.
And the temperature is 50 degrees centigrade. We shall be arriving on time. Please extinguish your cigarettes and fasten your seatbelts. We thank you for travelling with us and trust that you had an enjoyable flight.
Some people don't like it, mind.
Pardon?
The changes. That's all, you know. The lefties. The agitators. Well, you know what you can do with those, don't you?
Hup, two, three, four. Hup, two, three, four. Hup, two, three, four. Keep those knees up. And what are you looking so unhappy about, O'Brien? You haven't even started yet. Right, Harper?
George?
Haven't even started yet, right?
George?
See, O'Brien? If you think you're knackered now, you just wait. Right, O'Brien?
George?
Up, two, three, four. Come on, top! Up, two, three, four. To that wall over there and back. No, O'Brien, don't look so hopeful. I mean the far wall. Not yet. See it?
George?
Last five back, continue doubling on the spot for another 5 minutes. Off you go, lads. Let's see a bit of oxygen debt.
Sorry, sir.
Sir.
Everything all right?
So far, sir.
I want that new man to be part of the unit within 2 weeks.
He will be, sir.
So that you can't see the joints.
Sir.
They know what they're doing when they sign on for my army.
Sir.
Right, carry on, Sir Major.
There's one small problem.
Yes?
A couple of hikers.
Well,
they were camping over on the ridge.
We expect the odd hiker or two this time of the year, even in a place as remote as this. Very popular, Scotland.
Trouble is, sir, they wouldn't take no for an answer. Wouldn't leave well alone. They kept on asking questions.
Those thoughts.
Sir?
You know the drill. Can't take any kind of risk.
Well, that's what I thought, sir. We took them into custody. They're on their way to the detention centre now.
Good. Anything else?
No, sir.
Right then. The men are on the way back.
Only just started, sir.
That's what I like to hear, Sergeant Major.
Good afternoon, monsieur.
Good afternoon. My name's Sellers, Edward Sellers. I'm here for...
Of course, the executive lift to the fourth floor.
Thank you.
Refreshments will be served in a few moments.
Thank you.
Anything you need, anything at all.
I will let you know.
Any more, sir?
The British and the Danes. Any problems?
None at all.
Good, we would like them all to come back.
Yes, sir.
Any hotel, even one like this, welcomes this sort of high-paying customer. I do not want any of the staff to forget that.
No, sir.
You the manager?
Yes, sir. Welcome
name's
to...
Name's Gallagher.
Yes, sir.
I believe you know who we are.
Of course, sir. And you will be Mr. Benson.
Arthur Benson, yes.
Good afternoon, sir. We have been asked to suggest that you go straight to the conference suite. Your luggage will be taken direct to your rooms.
Sounds fine.
Executive lift to the fourth floor, sir.
I'd like a Scotch whisky as soon as possible.
My colleague here will ensure that that is done. Anything you require will be at hand in the conference suite.
Another drink, sir.
Same, please.
And you, sir?
Not for me. There's a limit to how much mineral water you can take.
Mineral water?
I'll leave my boozing for later, when I can afford to get drunk.
Gentlemen, if you'll please be seated, I think we might make a start.
I don't believe any of this. Any of it at all. We were camping out on Bailey Ridge.
Yeah. Bleeding cold it was, too.
Minding our own business. I mean, if we want to go hiking through northern Scotland, nobody else's business.
Yeah. We've done it many times before.
Well, not exactly there, of course, but we've been many places.
Many places.
We do it every year. Cheap holiday.
Quite. We both like the countryside.
So what happened?
You might well ask.
We were woken up.
Yeah, pretty early it was.
But by all this rushing around and shouting and stamping and...
Oh, God knows what. Anyway, we got out of the tent and looked over the top of the ridge, and there they were.
Who were?
Were these fellas.
Soldiers.
Anyway, that's what we thought. I mean, they were running around in formation, rifles over their heads.
Some sort of manoeuvres, you mean?
Well, that's what we thought.
Oh, at first, yeah.
But two things. One, they weren't on manoeuvres.
No. They were drilling, doing exercises, toughening up.
Mm, say that again. And two, they weren't soldiers.
Weren't soldiers?
No, not real ones.
No, we thought so at first.
Yeah, I mean, when I say they weren't soldiers, I mean, they weren't our lot. I mean, they weren't wearing British uniforms. They were sort of made-up uniforms.
That's right.
So, well, what we did was go and start asking the sergeant fella what was going on. I mean, what else? Anyway, to cut a long story short...
He got very shirty.
Yeah, say that again. Wasn't going to answer questions, you know.
He said it was all top secret. Mm.
Well...
Yeah.
Can't start that sort of caper with us.
No.
Right. So, we told him we started asking questions when we got back, you know.
To London?
Yeah.
How did he take to that?
Got very stiff.
Your prerogative, sir, that sort of thing.
And?
Well, next thing we knew, after we got back to the tent...
Yeah, as we were eating our breakfast...
Yeah.
All hell broke loose.
Bang, bloody wallop. They're running over the ridge.
The soldiers?
Towards our tent. And they're shouting at us, grabbing us.
Blindfolding.
Yeah, would you believe that? And into a lorry.
Or a van or something, and we finish up here.
Yeah. Welcome. Join the club.
But what happened to you?
The same sort of thing, only I was in my flat in London.
Bloody hell.
What's going on?
Don't ask me.
I mean, this is England. They can't shut people up like this in England.
Yes. Right. That's what I thought.
What did you do?
I think I was asking too many questions. I think that's what it was.
Michael!
Hello, Maureen.
Good heavens! What are you doing here?
It's my country, lady.
Well, yes. But I had no idea that you...
Can I come in?
Oh, of course, you must.
Thank you.
Come in.
Hasn't changed.
What did you expect?
Oh.
That I'd rip everything out? Destroy all the evidence of him.
Oh, for a second.
Oh, look, do dump your bag.
Oh, right.
Well.
Yes.
What a surprise.
I should have written, perhaps, but...
Oh, no matter. I mean, I just had no idea that you...
No?
Well, it had been a while.
Yes, true. And you?
Me?
Bearing up.
Bearing what?
I mean...
Well... I'm not going to crumple into a pathetic little tear-stained ball.
No, not you.
Not happy. But...
Last person.
So, I'm bearing up. Can I get you a cup of tea?
I thought you'd never ask. It's just that I don't know. I've only been away for, what, 8, 9 years, but...
You enjoyed yourself,
hmm?
On your travels?
Yes, great. Did a lot of the usual things, you know, India, kibbutz.
Oh, all of that.
Yes, all of that. But the call of the quill.
Call of the what?
I started writing again. Sending stuff back home, really. I've never stopped being a journalist.
But you've been all over.
Yes. I only came back because... What I was going to say was that there's been changes.
Bound to be.
I don't mean more traffic or shorter skirts or more programs on the box. Or...
Have heavy?
I don't know. I'm just saying that I don't mean the sort of things you'd expect. I mean, well... For a start, everyone looks a lot better off.
Everyone is.
I mean, obviously, I knew that unemployment had fallen drastically. People are more prosperous. I mean, you read about these things abroad. I knew all that. But what you don't know about is the difference in atmosphere.
For the good, then?
Yeah, sure. The streets are cleaner. No doubt about that. And it took me a long time to suss out no graffiti.
Anything wrong with that?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong. But, well, perhaps you haven't noticed living here, but, well, things are tighter, aren't they?
Like what?
I don't know. It's difficult to put your finger on it. But at the airport, I mean, things were stronger, tougher. The police, the officials. And I noticed this all the way along. People were ordered about more. People were doing what they were told more. Okay, it's no big deal, but it's different.
You're imagining it.
You reckon?
Well, no one here has noticed any difference.
Yes, you reckon?
Yes, I reckon.
Okay. Perhaps you're right.
I know I'm right. I mean, you're talking as if you come back to a country covered in barbed wire, and army vans patrolling the streets with machine guns on top.
I'll tell you what I did see on the way here in the taxi. Some police shoving a couple of kids into a van.
What have they been doing?
I don't know, but these kids have been giving a pretty hard time. I mean, the police weren't feeling collars and saying, could I ask you to step down to the station for a minute, sir?
Well, say that to some of these villains, they'd laugh in your face.
Yes, but these kids were being, well, manhandled.
The police have got to. I mean, look, Michael, the days when they just stood there and let people throw bricks at them are over.
I can see that.
All the checks and balances are still in place, promise. I mean, I'm the last person to condone unnecessary violence. But look, you saw one incident.
But when you add it to the other...
You're overreacting. I mean, I walk around London all day and I've never seen one arrest in my life. You get back to England and in 10 minutes you see one. It's like street accidents. I mean...
Yeah, all right. Take your point. But things are different.
Of course they are. You've been away. Morty.
Thank you. I'll tell you something. That's one thing that hasn't changed.
To think not.
No, woman, no.
Oh, but I thought you said...
The trick, my dear, is to stop thinking and just do it.
Yes, dear.
If you remember, when we set the battle up yesterday, Napoleon's forces were attacking from the right flank.
Yes, dear, but...
You can't change history to that extent.
But you made Wellington's cavalry come over the hill when in fact...
That was in response to a changing situation.
Yes, dear.
In any case, you can change strategy when you feel that if you'd been the general, you'd have attacked the problem better. Now, I, as an ex-serving officer, have ways and means of ascertaining such things, whereas you, with all your admirable qualities, have not.
I'm not suggesting that, dear, but after playing...
Taking part in...
But taking part in so many war games...
Reconstructions.
...with you over the years, I've learnt a lot.
But not enough to allow you to make your army, or part of your army, attack in such a way that would render your whole strategy useless.
Oh, but it wouldn't, dear.
Wouldn't what?
Render my whole strategy useless.
If you commit your infantry to that wing, you leave the whole of your right flank totally undefended to a counter-thrust.
No,
from...
dear.
What?
You couldn't do that, as I'm sure you really know.
Why?
Because by engaging your forces there, I would release my 3rd Battalion to defend that position.
Oh, well done, dear. You saw it.
Oh, I thought I was right.
Well done, you're learning at last. Right, so I'll now withdraw from that position, now that I've made you realize the strength of that particular ploy, and while I'm regrouping, perhaps some sandwiches and coffee?
Oh, of course, dear.
Go in. Ah, Sergeant Major, afternoon.
Afternoon, sir.
Right, dear, the sandwiches and coffee.
Yes, dear.
Problem, Sergeant Major?
Not at all, sir. You wanted to see the new man, O'Brien.
Ah, of course I did. Thank you for reminding me. How's he shaping up?
He's a bit slow in the uptake, sir.
That's what I thought. But otherwise?
Oh, he'll be fine, sir. Not a bullshit here on him.
Good. Right, I'll see him in the study.
Sir.
All right, O'Brien. Stand at ease. How are you getting on?
Very well, sir.
Yeah, heard good reports. Finding it tough?
Yes, sir.
But that's not a problem.
Not at all, sir. Tougher the better.
Good. If we're to fulfill our purpose, we have to be as tough, as strong, and as dedicated as any in the world.
Yes, sir.
And as committed. Any doubts, any little niggling reservations, and the whole unit cracks.
Yes, sir.
Some people would call that blind obedience. Me? I call it instinctive loyalty to an ideal, to your comrades, and, what is even more important, to your country. Right?
Yes, sir.
what we've set ourselves to do and what we're actually doing is as important a job as it would be possible to find. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Why didn't you write and tell me?
Oh, a lot of reasons. Didn't know where you were, what you were...
You could have found out, surely.
I don't know why.
My own brother, he disappears, and you don't bother to try to work out how to tell me.
Didn't think it was...
Important. I've come all the way home because of it. What do you mean, not important?
I wasn't going to say that.
A casual remark from an acquaintance in a bar in Jaffa.
I know, I know. I should have said, tried harder. All right. But look, Michael, Peter's my husband. I was pretty upset.
Yes, I know, I know. I can understand that. Anyway, it doesn't do us much good arguing the toss. Just tell me.
Tell you?
What happened?
Not a lot to tell.
More really.
There isn't, really.
Just tell me. I've come home to find out what happened. Tell me.
Okay. All right. If you insist. The fact is that... Well, it was a bit rocky, to tell you the truth.
What was?
The marriage. What do you think? Peter and I... We weren't exactly seeing eye to eye. You don't look surprised.
Maureen, you must have known that I never really thought...
Yes, all right, all right.
Nothing against you, nothing against Peter, but...
Yeah, maybe. Perhaps we should never... All right. But we did. Anyway, at the time he disappeared, it was worse than usual. That do you? What you might call a sticky patch. In our case, a glutinous patch. Not exactly a lot of talking going on. Conversation carried out in grunts. Anyway, one morning he went out and never came back.
Just like that?
Just like that. Well, he chased things up, you know. Ask questions.
Go to the police. Go to the police.
Of course. Usual things are put into motion, usual channels. But, well, the facts are that Peter decided to walk out. It's happened before, it'll happen again. I mean, you know, to other people. Husbands, wives. Have enough, walk out. Do you know how many do it? Every year, something like 20,000.
Yes, maybe, but Peter's not the sort. He's not the sort to just walk out. He'd sit down, tell you, make a proper break.
You never know what...
Peter's not the sort.
What do you think, sir?
He'll do. I think he'll do.
So do I, sir. He's keen and dedicated.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just the type. Sound. Oh, back to the...
Now, who's winning, sir?
It's not a game.
No, sir.
A re-evaluation. Looking at things from a different perspective.
Yes, sir.
You can't understand the frustration of never being asked to... Only I'd been a few years older, I'd have been...
Still, you're proving yourself now, sir.
Ah, that I am. That I am.
Right. Oh, sorry, sir. There's one more thing. There's been a dispatch.
Oh, yeah?
About those two hikers.
Oh?
I think you'd better read it, sir.
Good Lord, they want us to release them.
Yes, sir.
Good God.
It is usual, sir.
I do realize that, son.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
But these two... Sometimes I wonder if our masters know what they're doing.
Sir?
Have they any idea how much they've seen?
They were informed, sir.
And they still want them... Oh, well, orders are orders. And it is in black and white, after all. See to it, Sergeant Major.
Shut.
Never again. No.
I see. Never again will I go hiking up here.
From now on, I'm never going to leave sight or smell of civilization.
Say that again.
I thought... When that soldier, or whatever he was, came to get us...
No doubt, yeah.
Oh, well, I can't tell you what I thought.
Yeah, I had my doubts too, I must admit.
How much further?
Well, we should be there in about 2 hours.
Oh, it can't be quick enough for me.
Nor me. Nearest police station, nearest phone box. I'm going to create the biggest stink.
And me. Hey, you know what I think?
What do you think?
A newspaper. I think we should contact a newspaper.
Oh, yeah,
once it's in print.
Look, a car.
Where? Oh, yeah.
Wave it down. We'll get there quicker.
Get them to take us to the nearest biggest town.
Yeah. Now, where's that? It's going that way. That's probably at Lockhart.
Oh, who cares? As long as we get us there quick.
That's big enough.
Can we help you?
A lift, please.
To anywhere.
I think that can be arranged.
Somewhere with a police station or a phone box or...
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, no.
Turn around.
Who are you?
Now.
That's very nice of you, thank you.
Oh, no sweat. Got plenty of room here. Seems stupid to pay for an hotel or something.
It would be a lot more comfortable than a hotel, too. I mean, this is some pad.
Thank you.
Who would have thought that Maureen Jessup, with her radical ideas and her independence, would finish up in a trendy cottage in Fulham with all mod cons?
Why not?
Well, why not, indeed? He must have been doing very well for himself.
Who?
Well, Peter, to have got all this.
I've done very well for myself, to have got all this.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't. Only don't make assumptions.
Sorry. But the lady I knew years ago, the lady who demonstrated and debated and sat cross-legged and argued into the night, would have sneered at this lifestyle, and that's not an assumption. If you've changed, fine. Only don't blame me for thinking Peter had something to do with it. I
wouldn't dream of blaming you for anything.
Right. So, what do you do now?
Company secretary.
To?
To the managing director of LPCS.
So, you have done well for yourself.
Heard of them?
Heard of one of the few multinationals originating in England, yes. Well, well.
What?
As I said, if I'd have told you when you and Peter used to come to dinner that one day you'd outachieve us all in the competitive capitalistic world, you'd have...
We all change. You should know that.
Politically as well.
Eh? Never ask a person about their religion or their politics, right?
Right, or their sex life. Anyway, thanks for the offer of board and lodgings, bed and breakfast. It'll only be till I find out what's happened to Peter.
Nothing's happened to Peter. He decided he'd had enough and walked out.
I'm sorry, but I just don't believe that. It's not the way he'd do things.
You don't know him.
Of course I know him.
As well as I do.
Yes, sure, but all the same.
He just reckoned one day that he'd had enough, packed his bag, got into a bus or whatever, and disappeared. Yes?
Okay, maybe, yes, but all the same...
All the same, nothing.
Yes. Sorry, but yes. I want to know.
What?
I want to know. There's organizations, the police, Salvation Army...
Don't you think that I've already...
I know. But I need to do it for myself.
We have more important things to do, Mr. Brennan, than worry about your little problems.
I beg your pardon.
You heard...
Now, just a second. The police are supposed...
You don't have to tell me what the police are supposed to do, sir. Keeping law and order, right? That's what we are formed, trained, and mobilized to do, sir. And your brother deciding that he's had enough of hearth and home is not top of our priority.
I'd like to speak to your superior.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry?
Not on.
What do you mean, not on?
Not on, sir. An expression which means that I don't intend
to... Don't try to be funny with me.
No,
sir. I'm telling you that I demand to speak to your chief constable, and that's exactly who I'll speak to.
Problem, constable?
Nothing that I can't handle, Sarge.
Oh, there's a problem, all right. One of them being this man's attitude.
Refuse?
This gentleman, Mr. Brennan, wants us to drop everything and go in search of his brother.
Who has...
Disappeared, apparently.
And?
Gentleman seems to think that there's more to it than meets the eye.
My brother wouldn't judge...
Thank you, sir. And?
As I pointed out, his name's been on the missing persons list since his disappearance was reported by his wife, and that's it.
Thank you, Constable. Right, sir. So what's the problem?
About what I came in here for, or what's happened since I've been here? I don't believe my brother disappeared.
What do you believe, sir?
I don't know. That's what you're paid to find out. I want more effort to be shown, more interest in the fact that my brother's disappeared without trace.
Mm, just one of...
20,000 others, I know.
So? If we spent our time trying to find people who decide to leave their families, sir, we'd have no time for anything else.
I'd like to speak to the chief constable.
Would you, sir?
Or whoever's in charge of this station. Now.
On your bike.
I beg your pardon.
You heard, sir. On your bike.
Ah, Cobble, come in.
Well, the boy said you wanted to see me.
Yes. Take a few. Thanks. Smoke?
Oh, chap.
Have a look at this.
What?
This. Came down from the publisher this morning. Well? So? That's all you've got to say? A warning from the publisher, and all you can say is so?
Well, not a lot to say. I've had people trying to warn me off before.
Our publisher tells me that these little nudges are coming from further up still. So, from the very top. And don't say so again. I have on my staff a reporter whose activities are getting the establishment, the authorities, the government in a bit of a stew.
Well, my job, I'd have said.
Yes, maybe. But these inferences you've been...
No, they're not inferences.
Oh, yes, they are. Where's your proof?
I'll get it. Something is happening, has happened, behind the bright facade of government and propaganda. And
what?
Well, I don't know. But something. Particularly behind the financial and economic scenes.
Not complaining about them, are you?
No, not as such. What I want to know is what's behind this upturn in fortune over the last 6 years.
Good government. Good husbandry.
Maybe, but I don't think so. I think there's something else. Something more...
What? Okay, I'll use it. I'll use the word. Sinister. That's what I think. If the IMF or something like it has bailed the country out and imposed restrictions on us or something, or whatever...
All right. Sure. Could be anything. Then I want to know. And I want to tell the country about it.
In spite of all these little notes telling you not to?
Yes, in spite of. Whose side are you on?
Do you have to ask that?
Seems like it.
I'm on the side of my reporters. Provided...
Make that a double space. Of course, the country's pleased at the new prosperity. Of course, the country's pleased at the lack of violent disturbances and hooliganism. Of course, the country's pleased at the calm, the cleanliness, the sense of things following an ordered course. But at what price? New power. At the risk of boring my readers, I must repeat, yet again, the unanswered questions. Are we being too blinkered about the extra power given to the police? The relaxing of the rules of habeas corpus? The...
Say!
What?
Not a muscle.
What the hell's...
Quiet!
Corbel.
What?
You, Martin Corbel.
So what?
That's him, all right. Says here in this photo.
Right, now you. Do as you're told.
Why on earth should I?
Do as you're told. These aren't toys. Against that wall, now. Not a movement, not a word.
What now?
Everything written, cleared out. Files, articles, letters, everything.
Taken or burnt?
Burnt.
You can't!
Quiet. We're not playing games, Mr. Corbel. Believe me.
In!
Don't bloody push me.
In!
Good afternoon.
What? Oh, hello. Where the hell am I?
Britain, old fruit. Great Britain. The land of the free. Where else?
Bloody hell. I knew something was going on, but...
Where did they pick you up?
My flat. Late last night. It was like an SAS operation. Four men, soldiers in balaclavas, through the window, door bursting open. I've never seen such efficiency, such speed... Such ruthlessness. Such...
Who are you? My name's Brennan. Peter Brennan.
Not a lot of joy now.
Told you. More potatoes.
Ah, thank you.
Well, apart from there being thousands of missing people, as I...
As you said, yes.
But I've done it already. You can't expect them to pull out all the stops for the second person.
Maybe not, but what I do expect...
What?
No, you'll just accuse me of exaggeration again.
All right. Let's, for the sake of argument, say you're right. What are you going to do?
Find out. Keep asking until I find out. And the first person I'm going to ask is Brian Gere.
Brian?
That's right. Crusading, fighting, Brian Gere.
Yes. Those were the days, weren't they, when we were young and idealistic.
Idealistic, Brian. You were going to take on the world.
Yes.
Community activities, law centers, squatters, right?
That's right.
Any whiff of injustice, and there you were, briefcase at the ready, threats flying.
Yep.
But different now?
Not really.
Oh, suite of offices, partners, leather armchairs, word processors.
I'm still fighting for people's rights, mate.
But from a different perspective.
Well, we have to move on.
And up.
That too, perhaps. Now, come on, Michael. Don't start waving your flag of superiority at me. You're not the local campaign journalist either anymore.
I still care, though. Still worry, though.
So do I.
Anyway, it's great to see you again.
And you. Drink?
Oh, what are you offering?
Scotch. Vodka.
Got a beer.
Candlewick?
Oh, for us plebs, what else?
Yes, sir?
A beer, please, Jenny, and a Perrier water.
Yes, sir.
Trying to cut down my vices.
Not too assiduously, by the look of you.
No. So what have you been doing over the years?
Bumming about.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it started as that. As you know, got fed up with the media world over here. I mean, it was either working for an organisation that shoved out a couple of deeply sincere invective-filled sheets a week, or for a mass circulation paper.
With all that that implies.
With all that that implies. So I snapped in my notice and took off to find... Remember the term? An alternative lifestyle?
I remember the term.
Sounds pretty naive now, eh?
Depends what you found.
Usual. Train ride to India, 6 months in a kibbutz. Greek island or two.
Sounds great.
Yes, it was, but... But once adjourned.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Started writing things, sending them home. Checks started coming back, so, well...
If you're going to bum around...
Might as well do it in style, right?
Your drinks, Mr. Gale?
Oh, thank you. Just put them on the desk.
Yes, sir.
Every mod con?
Yes. Cheers. So what brought you back?
Because one day, out of the blue, totally unexpected, when I least thought that...
Yeah?
A casual acquaintance asked me what I felt about Peter's disappearance.
Must have been a shock.
It was, especially if I wasn't exactly incommunicado. So I came back.
To find out.
Peter's not the sort of fellow to take up and leave like that.
No.
He's a tenacious sod.
Like you.
Like me.
The downfall of many a contented man.
Maybe.
And?
And, not a lot. He just disappeared. No one seems to want to know, want to care, want to ask questions. Just another missing person.
A lot of them are about.
Oh, so I've been told. But maybe all the others were the sort to do that. Peter wasn't.
So what can I do about it?
Not a lot about that. Anyway, I don't think so. No, I've come to talk about something else. Connected, yes, but...
What is it?
Look, mate, all joking aside, all this, the wood and leather and glass and soft-spoken secretaries, all the success, I can't really believe you've changed all that much.
Not a lot, no. Just got to like the good life, that's all.
Yeah, okay. So what's going on?
With what?
With the country, for heaven's sake.
Oh.
Yes, oh. Well, tell me.
It's cleaner, safer, happier, more prosperous.
I've noticed.
Nothing wrong with any of that?
There's nothing wrong with any of that, no.
So?
And the restrictions?
What restrictions?
Oh, come on. There's a toughness about them, a ruthlessness.
Who?
Well, the police, the authorities, the bureaucrats, the M.
A toughness?
You know. Tell me what's been going on.
Nothing's been going on. There's been, what, 2-3 elections since you left, each time consolidating the incumbent prime minister's position. Each time they've got in on a platform of curbing unemployment. Strikes, vandalism. Now, come on, don't tell me you've forgotten the state of the country within when you left.
No.
I mean, how many were there out of work? Eh? Riots, strikes, talk of revolution. Not to mention dirty streets, the filthiest country in Europe, remember? People afraid to open their front doors in case they... Now, come on, Michael, don't say...
I haven't forgotten, but...
And now, I'll tell you something. It's different.
Sure.
Sir?
Sure.
Look, do people look any different? The people you meet in the streets, the people...
Oh, that's what Maureen keeps saying.
Maureen?
Peter's wife. You met her before they married.
Ah, yes, yes. Idealistic. Fighter.
That's right.
How is she?
Fine. Fine. Doing well. Like you.
You haven't answered my question. Do people look any different?
No. No, they don't. The shops are the same. The telly's the same. The pubs are the same. The football.
There you are.
No, it's not quite the same, is it? I knew there was something. I couldn't put my finger on it.
What?
I was watching some football in the box the other evening.
Oh, yes. Arsenal, Manchester United. It was a good match.
Sure, but that's not the point. The point is, it was like watching a football match of the 50s. There was no trouble, no hooliganism, none of that obscene chant.
Well, you're complaining.
No, of course not. Yes, what about television? There's a change there too, isn't there? Much less sex, much less violence.
Oh, come on.
Right?
Well, yes, right, but...
Okay, again, I'm not complaining, but it's all part of a pattern. Something's happened to bring this about.
Sure, people have had enough of what was going on. That's what happened to bring this about.
It's more than that. It's got to do with the more uncompromising attitude of the authorities, the police. It's to do with the missing persons list.
Oh, that's rubbish.
When I went to the police to ask about Peter's disappearance, they didn't want to know.
Michael, do you know how many people...
Yes, I know.
Well...
When I was there at the police station, when I was in the waiting room, there were posters hanging on the wall, one on top of the other. You know, as if when there was a new one, it was pinned over the others? And these posters were covered in people's photos.
The missing persons list. Yes, I know about them.
Missing persons. They were like wanted posters. Only each one had 100 pictures on it. When I flipped through them, I found two other things. One, a lot of the faces had large black X's on them, as if... Well, as if they'd ceased to be missing.
Well, maybe that's precisely what they had.
Maybe. The other thing I found about 7 posters down was a photo of Peter.
He's a missing person?
Oh, sure. But if that's all he was, what was he doing on a poster in a police station?
Michael, we live in a free society. People can do as they like.
Yes. Yeah, well, thanks for the chat, Brian. Glad to see you're doing so well.
Advice.
What?
One word of advice. Don't chase after Peter too hard. People decide to disappear. They do it for a reason.
The difficulty is to get people to listen, to take you seriously.
That's right. I'm certain that something has happened.
Right.
Something of fundamental importance. What it actually is, I don't know. But it's sinister, I'm sure of that.
Us finishing up here proves that.
Exactly. But how to convince people? And even if they were convinced...
Yes. Would they want to do anything about it?
Hmm. After all, this country is in much better shape than it was 6, 7 years ago. No argument.
Obviously.
So even if we were able to find out what's happened, even if we were able to prove it, the chances are that people would say, so what?
Yes.
So what?
You don't really believe that?
No, I don't. I wouldn't do the job I do if I thought like that.
Once people's right to know, to determine the course of their life, is violated, then the slippery slope is right in front of us.
In front of us? When people feel they have the right to take other people, detain them just for asking questions, then we're there already.
Okay.
Okay what?
You're free. On your way.
Well, just like that?
Just like that.
Me too.
You too.
But in here for...
Don't ask questions, matey. Just go.
You imprison us for no reason whatsoever and then just say, on your way.
How?
You can tell your bosses, your lords and masters, whoever they are, that this isn't the last they've heard of this.
So what do we do?
I know what I do. I get to the nearest town as soon as possible, get on the first train to London, and spend as long as it takes persuading people about what's happened to this country. I'll knock on as many doors, bash as many ears, bang as many heads together as it takes. With me?
I'm with you.
Lovely party, Maureen.
Thank you.
Always just the right amount of people, the right amount of food, the right amount of drink.
Takes a lot of organization, believe me.
And it all looks so spontaneous.
Part of the trick.
What I'm saying, Jason, is what if?
Ah, Michael, the old what if.
What if these changes, the ones for the good, the ones for the bad...
They've all been for the good.
Oh, that's the point. How do we know?
I've been working in TV current affairs for many years. I'm pretty well up on what's going on, so...
All right, let's get back to my what if. What if this tightening up, this tougher, what do they call it, police presence, is the outward show of something much stronger behind the scenes? What should we do about it?
What if?
Yes, what if.
Lay back and think of England, Michael. That's what we should do about it. Life's good.
Right, Michael. All right. What if? What if? Let me give you a what if.
Okay.
What if I said, Michael, I think you're right.
I mean, what then?
Yes. What then?
I'll tell you something, and I think you'll find everyone in this room agrees with me. Whatever it is, and it can't be that bad.
I mean, look at the country.
Well, it's a prize worth paying.
Abby, would you excuse Michael?
Of course. There's someone I want him to meet. Nice to see you back.
And you.
Learn to enjoy life.
I'll try.
Michael, I'd like you to meet my boss.
Oh, of course, I'd be delighted.
Mr. Gallagher, my brother-in-law.
Good evening, Mr. Brennan.
Now, I know you.
I should think you do.
Boss of the LPCS.
One of the most important men in the country.
Oh, hardly. Just a cog in the wheel.
Not from what I've heard.
I should think so. I don't work for cogs and wheels.
All highly exaggerated. Actually, Mr. Brennan, mutual admiration, maybe, but your sister-in-law is one of the best company secretaries in the country.
Oh.
A lot of attempted headhunting goes on as far as she's concerned.
All resisted?
All resisted.
Which makes me feel very smug.
Excuse me, Mrs. Brennan.
Yes?
There's a man outside to see you.
Oh.
A police officer.
Thank you, Mrs. Brennan.
Is there anything else,
sir? Not for the time being. If we need anything else, we know where to contact you. Would you like me to arrange?
No, thank you.
Well, fine, thank you.
Right, then. Good evening.
Now, what do you think?
Not a lot to think at the moment.
It just proves everything.
Doesn't prove anything.
Fall out of a train. Just as it's going over one of the highest viaducts in Britain. I mean, is it likely?
A lot of things aren't likely.
I'm not going to just leave it.
Yes, all right, Michael, all right.
I'm sorry, but what was he doing before he...
disappeared?
Yes.
Working, as always. I mean, what do you think he was doing?
Must have been a shock.
In the sense that my brother's been found dead, yes, of course. But in the sense that I was beginning to fear that something had happened to him. No. Not that much of a shock.
You think that someone wanted to kill him?
I wouldn't go as far as to say that, but I've said all along that I didn't think he was the sort of man to walk out, just to disappear.
Yes, well, I'm sorry.
His name's been struck off all those missing person lists already. Don't waste much time, eh? A black cross through his face and that's it. Missing no longer. Well, at least in James's Park doesn't change.
Should it?
The same trees, the same pelicans, the same strolling people.
Well then.
Oh, well then, nothing. Sometimes I've got the feeling that I'm in a different country, that I've come back to another place, not England.
Look around you. You've just...
Oh, on the face of it, yes, everything's the same, but it's not the same place. It's as if I'm a foreign correspondent and I haven't got the feel of the place yet, the nuance. He hadn't been dead for long.
Peter?
He's been missing for months and been dead for a few days. What does that suggest to you?
Accident.
Yes, at the bottom of a gorge under a railway track. A ticket in his pocket. Fell out.
Seems like it, eh?
Yes, seems like it. But Peter... A grown man. Do you know that another name was crossed off the missing persons list?
No.
Same time.
Bound to be a few coinciding. So many people missing.
Precisely. You know how you sound?
No.
Sorry, but do you know how you sound? Defensive.
Do I?
As if you're on the defense.
I'm sorry, I just think you're getting things out of proportion.
Oh, you reckon?
I can remember when I lived in Spain, 6 months when I was a lad. When I came back, there were government warnings on cigarette packets. And lorries had long load and orange and red stripes on them. Both of them were new. I was... What's the expression? Taken aback.
Did you see anything of Peter before he disappeared?
Not a lot, but a bit, yes.
What was he doing?
Asking too many questions.
Doing what?
Oh, sorry. It's a joke. I didn't quite mean that.
But you said it.
It's a joke. Let's face it, Michael. You knew Peter as well as I did. Better, of course.
The thing is, so was Corbel.
Who?
Martin Corbel, the journalist. Surely you've got
that. Ah, yes. Yes, of course.
Did you know he was on the missing persons list?
No, I didn't.
Only for a few days. Not as long as... But he was asking questions, wasn't he?
Well, journalists always do. Don't tell me that you didn't.
Sure, investigative journalists always ask questions. Delve, their job.
Well, then.
But they don't all disappear.
Disappear? A few days?
Just like my brother, and then turn up dead. Just like my brother, on the same day.
Oh?
Body floated ashore on one of the lakes.
Oh, come on. You're not linking
them. You think not?
Michael, you're really going...
Over the top.
Well, aren't you? I mean, people disappear all the time. You know that. People are killed all the time. You know that. I mean, do you know what you're doing?
Tell me.
You've got some sort of proposition, some sort of theory tucked away in your mind, and you are making everything fit into that theory.
You reckon?
Well, aren't you?
Let me tell you something else. Martin Corbel was the other face crossed off the missing persons list.
Well, of course it was. He's not missing anymore. Come on, I'll buy you a drink. Here you are. At least the beer hasn't changed.
Thank God. It's one of the things you miss most when you're abroad, isn't it?
Cheers.
Cheers.
I mean, look around this pub.
Yes, I know, I know. Its place is like pubs.
Like everything.
It made me think that perhaps...
Look... I'll tell you something about Peter. Something that perhaps you don't know. Now listen, I've got no truck with any of your theories, right?
Right.
But he wasn't the little lad that you left behind, you know. He became what we used to call politically active, right?
Peter?
In the sense that he got involved with community politics, you know, law centres.
The sort of thing that...
The sort of thing that I used to be involved with, yes, but I was never very political, was I? I was more concerned with the right or wrong of situations, not whether the injustice was right or left inspired.
And now?
Well, they're young men's concerns. I've done my bit.
Now you go for the loot.
And why not?
Now you are being defensive.
Am I? All right, so perhaps I am. But I get a bit fed up with the kids calling people like me complacent fat cats, not knowing or caring about what I did for people when I was their age.
I take your point.
I still do my bit. If people are hard out,
I believe you.
If they're rich, I sting them. Oh, come on, I like the good life.
All right. I agree with all you're saying. No one can deny what you did when you were younger. Least of all me, seriously.
Okay. Now drink?
My shout, but first of all, you were saying...
Ah, yes. About Peter. Well, he started demonstrating, you know.
You're joking.
No. Marching. Whenever there was trouble, there was your brother. I mean, I'm not suggesting anything criminal or riotous or anything like that. I'm just saying that he didn't exactly keep a low profile. I mean, I admired a lot of what he was doing. In fact, when he was picked up occasionally.
By the police?
Oh, nothing serious. Just, you know, obstruction, abusive behavior, that's all. Anyway, I was the one who was down there at the police station. It's amazing how quickly these people who haven't a good word for fat cats like me are on the blurred, demanding my presence when things go wrong.
Yes.
Look, don't get me wrong. I liked your brother. I agreed with some of the things he was on about. Some of it. I mean, there's always things wrong with society. It's just that...
He was adopting a high profile.
Yes, he was.
So there's no reason for him to be...
What? Say it.
No reason for him to be abducted,
Michael.
And killed.
Oh, that's nonsense, I'm telling you.
That's what they used to say in Germany about the Jews.
You're not suggesting that...
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. This is England, for heaven's sake. What are you talking about?
This is... People are free to do as they wish within the law. That is the way it always has been. That is the way it always will be. Peter just took off, that's all. Like thousands of other people do.
Yes. Look, do you want that other drink?
Are you hungry?
Yes, sort of.
They do a good lunch here upstairs. Let's have another drink up there. But charge for me, please. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I think you'll find the food here's pretty good. Anyway, as far as pub grub goes...
Now that's something you must agree has changed.
What?
Well, that it's now possible to get reasonably decent food in a pub.
If you look hard.
Sure, but it's a lunge in the right direction.
Your drink, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, but as for the rest...
Okay, I'll say to you the same sort of thing I used to say to your brother.
You talk to him?
Only on the odd occasion when I had to go to the local Nick to bail him out.
As bad as that?
Thanks, serious, but he always demanded one of the fraternity to be there. Anyway, we'd have a drink afterwards and he'd go on and on about the country and what's happening and... Well, you know, sort of thing.
So?
Yes. All right, Michael, cards on the table. Something did happen a few years back. Don't ask me what it was, but at the time... Well, you must have read about it wherever you were. Things were getting pretty bad here. I mean,
a continuation of what it was when I was here. Just more of the same.
That's right. Slide into decay. Unemployment was getting worse and worse. Inner city decay was getting worse and worse. My reputation for being the dirtiest country in Europe was getting worse and worse. Violence, rioting. Well, it was all getting worse and worse. Yes?
Yes. Okay.
Talk of revolutionary, I mean, good God. So, all right. Something happened. I don't know what it was. There was a big injection of cash, maybe, I don't know. Who? The IMF? Foreign banks? Don't ask me, I'm not a financial expert, but yes, okay. I keep my ears to the ground. I've got my contacts, my friends. Something happened. And whatever it was all pretty quiet, pretty secret.
No, exactly.
There's nothing sinister about that.
No.
No, of course not. I'm not suggesting that for a second. I leave that to people like you. All I'm saying is that something happened. And from then on, things improved.
Improved?
Oh, come on. Unemployment down, building programs up. Now, you said it yourself. Cleaner cities, more prosperity. I mean, not just a little. But a hell of a lot.
I'm not denying that.
Everything all the politicians have been saying must happen for years. Everything all the agitators have been saying must happen for years. Everything all the journalists have been saying must happen for years.
Yes, right, but...
So, all right. Restrictions are a bit... tighter.
Oh, not just a bit.
Yes, a bit.
But you haven't noticed it because you live here. Because it's been gradual. But when the police at airports, customs officials, authorities behave like... Well, it's becoming more and more like a totalitarian country.
Crap. Sorry, Michael, but you're talking rubbish.
But when people who agitate start disappearing, turn up dead...
People have always disappeared. How many more times have I got... Yes, okay. In one way, you're right. Government and society do seem to be sitting harder on demonstrators, dissidents. Yes, sure. And why not? Nobody's being prevented from demonstrating.
As long as it's peaceful and ineffective.
Ask anyone out there, anyone in the street, what they think. Ask them. Have you seen the opinion polls? More and more people are contented with life, with what is happening, with the government. Well, people like you don't seem to be able to understand it unless people like order and calm and lawful behavior.
That's right. So do I.
Look, mate, life's better for everyone. Don't knock it. I enjoyed that meal.
And me. Hey, nice to see you again.
In spite of...
Of course.
Taxi! Anyway, mate, I'll just get back.
Yeah, that's right.
Michael?
Yeah?
Doing all this. Hmm? Life's good, really. Just live it.
Gentlemen, thank you. I'd like to call the 7th annual general meeting to order. Thank you, gentlemen. I'd now like to ask that the minutes be accepted.
Proposed. Seconded.
For. Against. Unanimous. Thank you, gentlemen. I will now call on our honorary secretary to give a brief account of trading during the last year.
Thank you. As you know, gentlemen, our position has grown from strength to strength.
And I can safely predict that the position will continue to improve.
The report bears out what we all felt. And that's that the fall in lawlessness and the rise in productivity are linked. You will all find the report in your orange folder. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. The Standing Committee on Presentation has made an interim recommendation that we should allow the Prime Minister to up the number of TV chat shows to once every 4 weeks, provided, of course, that the...
The vetting procedures are strictly adhered to.
Precisely. Right. Now, has any member...
Please.
Sir William?
I must say that the conciliatory, reassuring new note in the Prime Ministerial pronouncements have been very well received by all concerned. Mm. I just wonder, though...
Yes?
Whether changing the balance might be counterproductive.
Well, we certainly don't have to come to any definite agreement about that yet.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Gallagher.
As a founder member of the consortium, I must make it clear where I stand. We have worked hard and diligently, all of us, to create a nationwide atmosphere where we and the people can function efficiently and without fear. It is important that this state of affairs be kept, vitally important. We must think long and hard before we take any new steps. If the level of Prime Ministerial broadcasts is working well as it is, then I must say there doesn't seem too much point in... altering the balance.
I agree. Does that satisfy you, Sir William?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Well, perhaps we should think about it and come to a more definite conclusion at the next meeting. Mm. And now, gentlemen, the proposed factory complex for the Highlands.
What the... Yes?
Would you just get out of the car, please, sir?
What for?
Just do it, sir.
Well, not unless you...
Out! And make no mistake, I'm quite prepared to use this.
I see.
Out!
Yes, of course. I'm getting out.
Right, Mr. Brennan, in you go.
I'm going.
In!
Look, I demand to know...
No point in demanding anything you're, mate. No point at all.
What? Who are you?
Johnson. Clive Johnson. You?
Michael Brennan.
What have you been doing?
Not a lot.
Nor me. But here we are, in Britain, whipped away by a paramilitary force.
That's right. Very efficient, too.
Say that again. Incarcerated without trial. I mean, surprising, isn't it?
No, not so surprising. I was expecting something like this.
Asking too many questions.
So it seems.
Join the club.
You?
Yeah. It was my job, after all.
So I thought. I'm a journalist. You?
You haven't heard of me?
No, mind you, I've been out of the country for a while.
I'm an MP. Member of Parliament. Defender of our freedoms. A very small cog in the wheel, mind you. Elected on a by-election. Backbencher.
I thought all MPs asked questions. I thought...
Well, in the House, it seems all right. Because you get the reassuring answers back, the promise of ministerial investigations. A little word from the whip. But asking questions outside the House. Well, that's where they're not too happy, or so it seems.
At least it proves...
What?
That I'm right. At least it proves that something's happened.
Oh, something's happened, all right, but...
What?
Precisely. Trouble is, most people in the street, well, they don't want to know, do they? I mean, why should they?
My life's better, life's happier. Mm,
but nonetheless, here we are in Britain. And if you ask questions, you finish up here. What?
On the wall, there. Those initials.
Yeah, notice those. Like the Tower of London. Haven't added mine yet.
PLB. Peter Leonard Brennan.
Yeah? Oh. Brennan.
Hmm. My brother.
He was here.
So it seems. He was also asking a lot of questions, I've been told.
So?
Out of the country, remember?
So?
He was found dead there before yesterday.
Bloody hell. That's what I was afraid of.
Mm. It wouldn't surprise me if he found the initials MC either.
Who's he?
Martin Corbell. He was a journalist. Asked a lot of questions as well. Disappeared. He, too, was found dead the other day.
Ah.
No, it's impossible.
What?
It's me, dear.
What do you want?
If you have a moment...
I've made it quite plain many times that I don't wish to be disturbed when I'm in the middle of a campaign.
But it's Sergeant Major Baker.
Is it?
Sir, the men are ready.
What for?
Well, it's duty, sir. The weekly statement.
Good Lord. Already?
Yes, sir.
Right then, Sergeant Major. I'll be with you in 5 minutes.
Sir.
Squad! Attention! Thank you, Sergeant Major. Stand a minute. Squad! Now, I want to congratulate you on a week of high endeavor. Small in number we might be, but I wouldn't hesitate in saying that we are, perhaps, the best trained force in the land. And I'm proud of that. Because, and make no mistake about it, this country has need of dedicated patriots now more than it has ever in the past. Now, I've been put at liberty to say that the government, at the highest level, has been in touch with me. First of all, we have been commended for our high level of operational success, and also for our dedication to our duties and to our country. I was then informed that perpetual vigilance against terrorists is more, not less, necessary as the weeks and months go by. The threat against the stability and prosperity of our land is more severe now than it has ever been before.
Good God. Does he believe all that?
So it seems.
We must never flinch in our dedicated determination to defend the realm and the priorities we hold to be true and sacred. Do that, and we'll all be able to hold our heads high.
Definition of a fanatic.
I said a mouthful there.
And it's that little bunch of men who are responsible for all this disappearance.
I know as much as you, Mr. Brennan. No more, no less.
I'll tell you something. I don't feel like a terrorist.
Or a subversive?
No. So what happens now? The firing squad?
Smithson? That's right. Drink? Not for the moment, thank you.
After business, eh?
Usually better.
Right. We have need of your professional services again.
I haven't seen you before.
That's right, you haven't.
Was it always a...
And if you want the contract, don't ask questions.
Sorry, Squire, just an observation.
Usual deal, of course. Half up front, half on proof of successful hit.
Right.
The man's name is Brennan. Michael Brennan. He'll be leaving the detention center at 1900 hours tomorrow night.
Right, out.
Why?
You out.
Why?
Don't ask. Do.
Right, Mr. Brennan, you're free to go.
Oh, am I? In that case, a question.
No question.
Why have I been held?
Just go.
This isn't the last you'll be hearing about this.
I'm sure it isn't. 2.5 hours walk that way is the nearest mainline station. Good day.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Free seat in here.
Oh, plenty of them.
Right. All on your own?
So far.
Good. In that case, stand up.
Do what?
Stand up.
Oh, I see.
Now?
Everything distance from everything else. Clever.
Don't know about that, Squire. I'm a professional paid to do a job, that's all. Hope you won't take it personally.
I try not to.
Open that door behind you.
Do what?
Come on.
Who's paying you to do this?
I don't ask questions or answer them. That way I make a living.
And how about living with yourself?
Don't give me that moonshine, mate. Right, eh? Come on. Open the door.
Right.
You lucky sod.
Part of my charm. I can't lose when even the train driver's on my side, can I?
So what are you going to do?
Your turn. Open the door.
You wouldn't.
Want a bet?
Amateurs haven't got a bottle.
I don't get paid for being ruthless, but when my life's on the line...
You won't go through with it.
Won't be the first time.
Now listen, Squire.
If you don't open that door and jump, I'll kill you now.
Oh, it's down a chance the speed the train's going.
A better one than if I shoot you. Right. Now...
Michael.
Hello.
Where have you been?
Oh, here and there, spotted travelling. Can I come in?
Yes. Yes, of course.
That's better. Oh, I needed that.
Now that you've eaten, are you going to tell me...
Not now. Later. I've got things to do.
Where are you going?
I told you, things to do. Incidentally, why didn't you tell me about Peter's political activities?
Political? They weren't political. He was marching around, demonstrating, behaving like an adolescent.
That's what you thought.
Grown man.
You didn't approve.
How did you find out about that?
Oh, just, you know, talking to people.
Did you tell Maury?
About the imprisonment and Major Morgan's army ensconced in the Highlands training to lift people efficiently off the streets. And the hitman? No. Everyone thinks I'm exaggerating already. Don't want them to think I've gone right round the twist.
And have you?
Gone round the twist? Not too sure, mate, to tell you. When you think of it, I mean...
You're absolutely sure that everything you've just told me did happen?
Brian.
Yes, okay. In that case, yes, this time you must go to the police. We can't have nutters like that behaving like that.
The thing is, this Major Morgan talked as if he was functioning at the government's behest.
Yes, perhaps he does believe that, but...
Yes, take your point.
Do you want me to come with you to the police? Legal representation?
No, thanks, Brian. I can manage.
I have to tell the subcommittee of the escape of Michael Brennan. Mm. It is the first time that a subversive has escaped retribution, but...
Dangerous?
Potentially, Arthur, yes. But don't worry. Everything's under control, luckily.
What's wrong with this country?
Like what?
What's happened?
When?
I've just been to the police. They didn't want to listen.
About what? Michael?
First of all, they patronized me. Then they told me if I had any specific accusations.
Michael? What happened?
I was abducted by a secret army, held captive in a center somewhere in the Highlands, and there had a man, a professional hitman, try to kill me on the way back. Enough?
You what?
The same pattern happened to Peter. Exactly the same, only he wasn't so lucky. Neither was Martin Corbel. Neither, I presume, have been tens, hundreds of other people.
What are you talking about?
What I've been talking about ever since I came back. Something happened in this country. Anyone who dares the question, tries to find out, is dealt with. And by dealt with, I mean wiped out, stamped on. That's what I'm talking about.
Nonsense.
Maureen, I'm not a fool, or an hysteric, or a troublemaker. What happened to me happened.
All right.
All right what?
Say that something has happened.
What?
I don't know. But say that something has. Whatever it was, transformed this country from a strike-torn, unhappy place racked with unemployment and uncertainty and riots into what it is now. For heaven's sake, whatever it was that happened, if anything did, then I and 99% of the people in this country, more, are delighted that it did.
Not if they knew what lengths they, whoever they are, have to go to preserve that peace and quiet and prosperity.
Even then, even if they did know.
So you don't deny anymore that there is an army abducting people, that the missing person...
I don't know. Can't you believe that? Accept that?
No, I can't.
Where are you going?
I'm not going to rest until I find out what's happened. Sooner or later, someone will get to the bottom of it, so...
You're not going anywhere.
Oh, don't be... Good God. Where did you get that?
I've had it for a long time.
What the hell?
Why couldn't you just...
Yes.
...accept? Just like Peter.
Do you mean to say that...
Yes, that's exactly what I mean to say.
Your own husband.
What's happening, what's going to happen in the future, is too important, too big for us to worry about personal considerations.
And that includes... Oh, yes, of course, if you can shop your own husband, you'll shop me. But what about you? What if they decide that you've got to be sacrificed to the great design?
Then so be it.
Bloody hell. You really do believe, don't you?
Yes. Now, Michael, back to that wall while I make a phone call. I must promise you that one single movement and I'll shoot. Promise you.
Can you use that?
Oh, yes. And believe me, I would use it.
I believe you.
Maureen Brennan. He's here. Yes, right, I'll do that.
Okay. So tell me. Tell me what's going on.
Yes, I will. I wouldn't like you to think that what I'm doing is...
Oh, murder? Oh, good heavens, heaven forfend.
Some years ago, some far-sighted men got together to talk things over. A consortium, they call themselves. They meet regularly, sometimes every few weeks, secretly, at different venues around the world.
Who are they?
Representatives of international conglomerates. Organizations that are so big that their individual budgets could totally finance some countries. Together, their joint assets could buy out most governments.
Fat cats.
The fattest. But with consciences, as you shall see.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And, what did they discuss at these meetings?
Well, there was always one item on the agenda, just the one. How various political situations around the world were affecting their interests and what to do about them.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Now, I don't have to tell you about the state this country was getting into a few years ago.
No, I've heard about that. And our friends?
They decided unanimously that something had to be done about it. Now, they could have decided to pull out of this country entirely, which would have been bad news for all concerned. Because in spite of everything, in spite of our declining power, this country is still economically important. So what they decided to do was change the way this country was going.
Did they indeed?
Yes.
Well,
precisely. They approached the government with a package.
A package?
A deal. A proposition. They would bail the country out.
They would what?
Bail the country out. Don't.
What?
Don't even think of trying it. I'm not some little fool whose concentration is going to waver. So if your hand goes one inch closer to that paperweight...
Hadn't even entered...
Don't let it.
Right. So, they offered to bail this country out.
That's right. Oh, don't forget that I'm talking about people who are able to lay their hands on more assets in real terms than this country spent on the whole of the Second World War. Much more. We've got to stop thinking in terms of just big companies, of multi-million-pound amalgamations. We've got to think of multi-million-pound conglomerations able to wield awesome power.
And so they approached our government.
That's right. They would put vast resources in their hands...
As if they were just another company.
...to get themselves out of the mess, provided certain things were done.
Like what?
The laws had to be passed regarding strikes, demonstrations, wage claims.
I see. And that government...
Agreed. Yes. After lots of secret meetings, of course, lots of wringing of hands, lots of bleeding hearts. But yes, they agreed.
So our government is, in fact...
A front. Yes. Well, I'll say the words. A front for the conglomeration.
And all this toughening of attitudes, this lack of care...
It's a price the country had to pay. And it paid it willingly.
But what if the government changes?
Oh, but it won't.
Pardon?
Oh, yes, the people still vote as they did before, but the conglomeration decides what the result will be.
No more elections, no more counting of votes, no more results announced on TV.
Oh, yes. Everything happens exactly as it did before. But the only difference is everything is rehearsed beforehand. The ballot slips that are counted are not the ones that were filled in.
That's unbelievable.
It requires organization, certainly.
So everyone's been disenfranchised?
It depends what you mean by disenfranchised, doesn't it? And I have to tell you yet again that if they were told what I've just told you, the great majority of people would be happy to go along with it.
And the minority?
The tiny minority? Depends again.
Of course. Missing persons.
All countries have to protect themselves, one way or the other. What the consortium did, in the country's interest, was approach Major Morgan.
I've met him.
Major Morgan is a patriot. For years he'd been advocating setting up a private army to fight terrorists, dissidents, potential revolutionaries.
A right-wing nutter.
We all look at things from our own standpoint, Michael. Read your Stendhal. The consortium funded him, swore him to secrecy, told him that he and a dozen or so like men that he would recruit were needed to fight terrorism. He agreed, with alacrity. So what they do, Major Morgan's army, is pick up anybody, using the most precise military precision and expertise.
Yes, I've seen it.
Whoever they are told to.
And then execute them?
Oh, no. They have nothing to do with that. They pick people up and hold them in detention. Somewhere later, they are released. As far as Major Morgan is concerned, that is it.
Doesn't he get puzzled by that?
Maybe. But he's been paid to do what he's dreamt of doing all his life, so he doesn't argue.
So what happens to these dissidents?
Professional hitmen are hired. paid a great deal of money.
And are told what?
Nothing. Just that a certain person is to be eliminated.
Yes. I've met one of them, Jill. And meanwhile...
And meanwhile, the country grows stronger and stronger.
No wonder little insects like me have to be trodden on.
For the good of the whole, Michael.
It's a philosophy.
I did try to tell you.
Oh, that you did. You do know, of course, that all this consortium is interested in is making vast profits, don't you?
The whole movement is interested in making this country great again.
That's what you believe.
That's what I know.
Yes, I see. So how did you get involved?
I applied for a job and got it. Secretary to John Gallagher, one of the founder members of the consortium.
Who turned you from a radical...
I was that way already. Protests, demonstrations. You grow out of that sort of thing.
Do you? Must be pretty persuasive. Gallagher.
He has a very strong personality.
Must have. So now what?
I've told you. We go on and on to bigger...
And better things, yes. I was talking about me.
The authorities will be here soon. You've been posted as a suspected terrorist.
Oh, good heavens, fame at last. And if I turn and walk out through that door...
I'll shoot you.
Will you?
Don't rely on my not being able to go through with it. Don't rely on my friendship with you. Don't rely on my natural feminine compassion.
No. Tell me, though, as a matter of interest, what would happen?
If what?
If I did get away, if I was free in this land of the free with the knowledge that I now have.
You'd soon be picked up.
Huh?
First of all, there'd be a lot of publicity about a terrorist on the run, so that the general public would know about it and be warned how dangerous you were. If you went to the police...
And complain about what had happened to me.
They wouldn't believe you. They've been warned that this is a stock defense by terrorists.
Oh, clever. What about protesting to the media?
Oh, they might publish your protests. Certainly the more radical papers would.
Oh, so they're still allowed to function?
Of course. Why not? It's a safety valve. In the same way as agitators are allowed to agitate, protest, demonstrate.
Like Peter.
Precisely. Like Peter. As long as they're watched.
So that they don't get too close to the real truth.
Exactly. Anyway, even if your story was printed in one of these rags, not many of the public would believe the rantings of a known dangerous terrorist published in a known loony publication.
Got it all tied up.
Nothing is going to prevent the greatness that this country is beginning to attain from growing.
And me?
Hmm?
What would happen to me?
You wouldn't last for long. It wouldn't just be Major Morgan, his elite squad after you now. It would be the police, the mass of the armed forces, everyone. No need to keep it a secret anymore, you see. You wouldn't stand a chance.
I think, though, I'd rather take my chance out there.
Don't move.
You won't shoot me, Maureen.
I told you. Don't move.
They're going to have to get me.
I'm warning you. Next time it'll be you.
Bye. One day perhaps you'll come to your senses. All of you. Bye.
The warning goes on to say that Brennan is dangerous and must not be approached.
This photo of Michael Brennan was taken only a few weeks ago and is a very good likeness. Again, we must emphasize that this man must not be approached.
Yeah. Front page, certainly. After all, our competitors will be doing it.
Lonely, dear.
What?
My flat's just round the corner.
How much?
Depends on what you want.
It doesn't matter. I'll pay whatever.
Come on then, darling. Warmer in there than out here. There you are, dear. Not much, but it's home.
You got a table?
Of course I got a table. Look, anything kinky's extra.
No, I'm not going to touch you. I just want somewhere to write. Oh, and a cup of tea.
Of course you can. Oh, my God. I know you. You're...
I won't touch you in any way.
You've been on the telly, the papers.
You're quite safe. You've got nothing to be frightened of. Here. All I need is to sit at your table and write a letter.
Yeah, well...
Don't do anything or leave the room. Just sit there while I write, okay?
All right.
Yes.
That must be the longest letter ever written.
Had a lot to say. Where's the nearest letterbox?
Round the corner, then first left. That's the main road, dear.
Doesn't matter. They're going to get me soon enough anyway. Might as well be now as tomorrow or the day after.
What have you done, dear?
Try to bring down the state.
Oh.
Right, I'm on my way.
Sure there's nothing else I can do for you?
It's tempting, the last time. It would be a good way to go, eh?
Hey, you! Stop!
Okay, I'm coming.
Stay still!
I am.
I told you not to move!
As he tried to escape down a side street, he was shot by a police marksman. A spokesman said that, of course, there would be a full inquiry. The last thing that was wanted was that the streets of Britain should be turned into a battlefield. However, there was no suggestion that the police officer was in any way culpable.
More sherry, Brian?
Oh, not for me, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin what I'm sure will be a lovely dinner.
What are you reading?
Oh, just a letter.
A letter? Looks like Gibbon's Decline and Fall.
Fellow had a lot to say for himself.
Must have done. Anyway, dinner's nearly ready.
Fine. I've read enough. I didn't realize how far he'd gone. Never read such a load of imaginative nonsense.
What is it?
Tell you about it over dinner. Might keep your guests amused for an hour or two. Meanwhile, the fire's the best place for that.
In Missing Persons by David Hopkins, Michael Brennan was played by Sean Prendergast. Maureen Brennan, Avril Clark. Major Morgan, Gerard Green. Rosamond Morgan, Pauline Letts. Peter Brennan, Jonathan Taffler. John Gallagher, George Parsons. Arthur Benson, Edward D'Souza. Skilton, Francis Middleditch. Martin Corbell, Gordon Reed. Clive Johnson, Tim Reynolds. Brian Gere, Peter Howell. Smithson, Richard Durden. Abby, Alex Marshall. Police Sergeant, Manning Wilson. Radio announcer, Deborah Makepeace. Missing Persons was written by David Hopkins and directed by Peter King.